again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 43 of a 260-chapter series on reminiscing over events that have taken place over the past 50 years and of the people who made things happen. It's all to mark the observance of WHKP's 50th anniversary, and we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. A week from today, the first day of spring, and memories of a paddle fan and the cool confines in the summertime at the Carson Bluebird Ice Cream Company. Back in the early days of WHKP in the 40s and 50s, one of the greatest places in all the world on a hot summer day was the Bluebird. In fact, there were two Bluebirds back then. One was located at the corner of 2nd and Main. The other was known as the Bluebird Ice Cream Store and was part of the hot spot up on the next block. The Bluebird at the corner of 2nd and Main, where Sinclair Office Supply operates today, was not only the manufacturing plant of the Bluebird Ice Cream Company, but their flagship retail store. It was on this day in 1940, March 13th, when J.W. Carson, Julius Withrow Carson, bought out the ice cream manufacturing plant in Spartanburg and moved it to Hendersonville. It actually had started here in 1927, but then was immediately moved to Spartanburg. And J.W. Carson moved with it, serving as vice president and general manager. Carson was a local boy, and he dreamed of the day he could move the Bluebird back to Henderson County. The company, though its manufacturing plant was in Spartanburg, did operate the retail store there at the corner of 2nd and Main. And on this day, March 13th, Mr. Carson persuaded the owner, a Mr. V.O. Garrison, to sell to him the manufacturing equipment and all other assets except the building. That was sold in a separate transaction to four other buyers. On March 15th, 1940, all the equipment had been moved back to Hendersonville, and once again ice cream was being manufactured on Main Street. And Mr. Carson also bought additional equipment, which provided the capability of making popsicles, polar bars, and ice cream sandwiches. This was really a big deal back then because the value of the machinery and the dealer boxes was more than $50,000, a lot of money in 1940. The term dealer boxes referred to the individual freezers placed in stores around western North Carolina in which Bluebird products were kept for sale. Bluebird would supply the box and fill it with ice cream products, and the merchant would profit from ice cream sales. Now, at the Bluebird next to the hot spot operated by Frank Edney, they carried every product made by the Bluebird Company. Mr. Carson later persuaded Charles A. Allen to join the firm as general manager. And for years, trucks would roll from 200 North Main Street, delivering ice cream products to stores all over western North Carolina. My only concern back then as a very young man was to accumulate enough money to walk under the bright awning at the Bluebird, and standing beneath the gently rotating paddle fans and the immaculate confines of a real ice cream parlor, order a popsicle. Mr. Carson and Mr. Allen had dreamed up a gimmick of inserting not just a stick in their popsicles, but occasionally they'd slip one in that said free, and of course that meant you had another popsicle coming, absolutely free. Today we have at least 9 ice cream parlors in the area, including the famous Miss Piggy's just across from Broadcast House. Some of them are even air-conditioned, but as you recall the joys and delights of one's youth, nothing could ever be as wonderful as to walk under that striped awning into the Bluebird and beneath the gentle whirring sounds of the old paddle fan, order ice cream that you knew was made in the plant on the lower level. I believe Mr. Carson died in 1960, and after the Bluebird closed and the assets were liquidated, Charlie Allen then became associated with the Kalmia Dairy and Burt Browning, Jr. Today's Baskins, Robbins, or Ben and Jerry, or Howard Johnson, or Breyers, good stuff, but none can rival the thrill on a hot summer day of being handed, in exchange for a hard-to-come-by 5-cent piece, a cone of Bluebird ice cream. Another memory of this seventh child, of a seventh child who was lucky enough to be born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.